recently in one of our markazes, a delegation was sent by the side of the government to speak to one of our elders and ask him that we want to give you some help. We want to give you some financial help or so. So when they asked him, Allahu Akbar, many of us know Maulana Jamshed Saab. When they asked him, he said so beautifully. He said to them, if you want to help me, why don't you make a hospital right close to Raiwin? Then everybody, the local people will benefit and who is sick. He said, no, we want to do something in Raiwin. Maulana Jamshed Saab said so beautifully. He said, agar humne aapki kabul ki, to Allah Rabbul Izzat aakhiri raat ki do rakaat namaz se bhi mehroom karega. If we have to accept yours, then Allah will deprive us of the two rakat namaz of the late hour of the night. Then they told him, Upper wala ne hame beja. Who the one on top send us? Meaning, you know, the big people. Maulana Jamshed became hot. He said, Aap is upper wale ki baat karte hai. Hum is upper wale ki baat karte hai. You are speaking of this one. We are speaking of the greatest, the mightiest, the highest, the most powerful. Beloved friends and elders, Allah is, Allah was, Allah will be. Allah is the greatest. Khuda ki qasam, there is nobody but Allah. Nobody but Allah. Allahu Akbar, for this, for the greatness of Allah to be established in the hearts of men, Allah Rabbul Izzat took the sacrifice of 124,000 Anbiya alayhim salam. Allah Paak could tolerate the Nabi of Allah being sawed in half. Allah Rabbul Izzat could tolerate on one day 70 Anbiya alayhimus salam in the time of Bani Israel, 70 Anbiya alayhimus salam being slaughtered on one day. Allah Ta'ala could tolerate this. For that oneness of Allah to be created in the heart of anybody, everyone, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. My beloved brothers, that wife which we are thinking, I'm not going out in the path of Allah because of that wife. Wallah, you haven't got guarantee that that will be your wife. That child for whom you're thinking that I won't give sacrifice because of this child. Wallah, you don't know whether that will be your child. Forget that, my beloved brothers. Even the limbs of your body, you won't know if those limbs of your body are really yours. It is said when a man gets old, his hearing leaves him, his sight will leave him. Khuda ki qasam, even our body is not ours, only Allah is ours. We have to introduce the whole of mankind to Allah. Beloved friends and elders, the deception, Allahu Akbar, money doesn't do. Take it in our heart, money never did, will never do. Money never built masjids. Money never built masjids. Money never built madrasas. Take this out of our heart. Allahu Akbar, it is the barakat of that person who's making sijda or sujood on the barakat of him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is letting the whole world run. Until there'll be one man on the face of this earth saying Allah, the system of this world will stand on its place. When there's nobody taking the name of Allah, this entire system of this world will be destroyed. Ghawat came to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a sword. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lying down. Ghawat took the sword, put it on the head of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is said, ulama ikram say, my beloved brothers, when Ghawat put that sword and he asked, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is going to save you? It is said, that heart which heard Allah, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah. That word was sufficient. Ghawat fell. Some say his hands got paralyzed. He fell down. Beloved friends and elders, today, wallah, if the whole Muslim ummah gets together and say Allah, nothing will happen. Because Allah is not in our heart. There are ilah besides Allah. If this Allah is embedded in our heart, my beloved friends and elders, this entire hydrogen, nitrogen bomb can't do anything, khuda ki qasam. Nobody can do anything. Nobody can harm, nobody can benefit. As Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, all these are like spider webs, this entire system of this dunya, America and Russia, all of them are nothing. Only Allah is. We have to get yakin. We have to take out the yakin of this wealth, of this world, of these things. They never harm, they never benefit. Allah forgive us. As the days go by, the yakin becomes weaker. You ask a woman, Allahu Akbar, the little child, the child gets sick. They say, not, don't go to the GP anymore. Now go to the specialist. The specialist comes some other medicine. Our yakin is becoming more in things. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Allah Ta'ala fill his cover with Noor. He used to say, to have yakin that Allah gives cure is faraz. To use medicine is sunnat. And to take prevention is wajib. To have yakin that doctor gives is haram. We have to take out this yakin, my beloved brothers. We have to take out this incorrect yakin. Today our yakin has come on shops. Our yakin has come on jobs. Our yakin has come on degrees. Wallah, these don't do. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showed us Mubarak Amal which does. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu akbar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mafhum of the hadith is something. Rozi ko khenchne wali cheez namaz hai. The thing to draw your sustenance is namaz. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said you open more shops, you'll get more rozi. You'll get a bigger degree, you'll get more barakat. Astaghfirullah, how can this be our belief? This incorrect yakin has to come out of our hearts. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, jis jagah yakin atka hua hai, that place where our yakin is stuck, in that shop, in that job, in that thing. It is said, Allahu Akbar, Fariduddin Attar Rahmatullah Ali was an attar seller, used to sell attar. So a person came to him and told him, he said, Sheikh Farid, he looked at him, was looking like a beggar. He kept on staring at him. So Sheikh Fariduddin Attar Rahmatullah Ali asked him, he said, what are you looking at? He said, I'm just worried how your ruh is going to come out. He said, it seems to me the angel of death will have to pull your ruh out of every attar bottle. Every attachment, every engrossment, every scent is only an increase in the incorrect yakin. So he asked him, he said, what about you? He asked him, what about you? So Sheikh Fariduddin Attar Rahmatullah Ali saw this man. He took his shawl, he placed it on the ground. He recited Shahadat and became the beloved of Allah. At that time, Sheikh Fariduddin Attar Rahmatullah Ali gave everything that he had. He gave it up and strove in the path of Allah till he became the beloved of Allah. My dear brothers, Allahu Akbar, like Maulana said yesterday, that wealth of a man, if it is on deen, that is wealthy. That poverty of a man, if it is on deen, that is wealthy. That wealth of a man, if it is not on deen, it is poverty. That poverty of a man, if it is not on deen, it is poverty. Wealth has got nothing to do. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so beautifully, there are four types of people. One is a rich person. He uses his things for the pleasure of Allah. It is said he is the best of mankind. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's another man who's rich, but he uses his things for the displeasure of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is the worst of mankind. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's another person, Allahu Akbar, he's got no wealth, but he desires, if he has wealth, he'll use it in the obedience of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he's also the best of mankind. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's somebody who hasn't got any means, who hasn't got any wealth, but he says, if I have wealth, I'll use it to disobey Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he's also the worst. My beloved brothers, Allah make us understand, Allah make us realize. Allahu Akbar, a man works his whole life to earn for his son, to earn for his daughter. Ulama ikram say, on the day of Qiyamah, a man will come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will come in front of Allah. Allah will ask him, oh my slave, what you did for me? He says, ya Allah, I didn't have time for your obedience because I was busy earning for my children. Allah will tell him, your badla, your exchange for this is Jahannam. Go to your thikana. Go to your thikana. You had no time for me. And let me, agli baat batao. Shall I show you what is more than this? Allah Pak will tell him, and your children also, what you left for them, your children have become poor. Your children have become poor. What you left for them is gone. It is said, my dear respected brothers, and then another person will come who gave up his pleasure, who gave up his desire, who gave up his life. Allahu Akbar, for Allah's sake. In that it looked like his children were suffering. Allah Pak will say, my banda, what you brought for me? It is said, oh Allah, I brought everything for you. I gave everything. I didn't even have time for my children. Allah Pak will tell him, oh my slave, for you I have made Jannat. And let me tell you something further. As far as your children are concerned, I have given them the best dues in this dunya. Don't be deceived, my beloved brothers. Don't be deceived. Take out this deception from our heart. Wallah, rain can't do. Pound can't do. Dollar can't do. La ilaha illallah. Allah alone is the doer. La ilaha illallah. Allah alone is the doer. Allah alone is the provider. Man might have food, doesn't mean his stomach will get full if it is not by the permission of Allah. Allah doesn't need food to fill the stomach. Allah did it for the boys in the cave, Ashabi Kaf. For 309 years, Allah Pak kept them alive in the cave without food, without water, without urine, without excreta, without wind. Allah did it by His Qudrat. Allah is that. Yunus alayhi salam, Allah kept him alive in the stomach of the fish for 40 days. Who is this Allah? Have we forgotten Allah? Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives one beautiful incident. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say, there was a person,